The very purpose of your life on earth is fulfilling itself at that moment, the arising of consciousness. So what could possibly be wrong? And yet the egoic identity, the egoic self, insists in many cases, there is something wrong with me. And it can sometimes obscure the awareness when you observe something in yourself, such as hostility towards what is the present moment. At that moment, the mind can come in again and obscure the awareness that was there for a moment and formulate some kind of judgment, which is a new thought. And that judgment, for example, would say, you see, you're not good enough, you can't do it. You've been to the retreat plus 50 workshops before that, and you see, you still can't do it. There is something wrong with you. You see, you're no good. Look, they're all present, you're the only one who can't do it. You might as well give up. So when you observe something in yourself, the mind may then come in, obscure the presence that was there for a moment and make a thought out of it that has to do something with yourself, to add something to your sense of self. And so the heaviness of self can increase even there. Because when you become aware, you become aware of so many ways in which you create heaviness in your life, in which you resist the present moment, in which you add stuff to the chopping of the wood and the carrying of the water, and a mental commentary while you carry the water. This is awful. How much longer? It feels much heavier than yesterday. Why do I have to do this? Why don't they carry the water? They should be. All kinds of mind stuff. Am I getting weaker? All kinds of whatever it is. I shouldn't be carrying water. I've been doing it for 10 years. It's other people's turn now. Nobody acknowledges me that I'm carrying this water. They don't even thank me. Hard work. Carrying that water is hard work. But 80% of the energy that is expended on carrying the water is actually mind stuff, the heaviness that the mind produces. Otherwise, they would just be that. It might be a heavy bucket, but it's not really. It's just easy. So it's wonderful to realize there's nothing wrong with you. And the more things you discover in yourself that had been unconscious, the more you are fulfilling your destiny on the planet, which is you become a manifestation of consciousness arising. You go beyond the merely personal, the delusion of a form identification. A heavy thing for many people is the pain body, which is the reason why many people think there's something very wrong with them, because periodically they suffer an influx of heavy emotion, painful emotion, negative emotion, fear, deep sadness, or very dark mood, anger, all kinds of forms of upset. And even those in whom consciousness is already arising, presence is already arising, they still find themselves in many cases at the mercy of the periodic arising of their pain body, which is past pain, remnants of past pain that are still alive and have accumulated inside you as a little entity. Personal plus collective. Part of it is the collective pain body. It could be the collective pain body of your family, that's part of your personal pain body. Or the collective pain body of the part of the world you live in. Some are heavier than others. And certainly it will be also partly the suffering of humanity, the collective pain body of humanity, and everybody has his or her share of that. And that is a little energy form in you. And that's obviously that's what it is, because everything, every form is an energy form. Every thought is an energy form. The table is an energy form. Just look solid, it isn't. It was an amazing realization from physics. It's 99% empty space, but it looks solid. Same as the body. 99.999% empty space. So the pain body is energy, an energy form. One could say almost like a little entity made up of emotion, an emotional entity. I saw in a film recently a character that got closest to what the human pain body looks like. And it's in the film Lord of the Rings. A little being, I can't remember the name. Gollum. Yes. It's very well done. Sometimes when you look into his eyes, you see there's a being hiding in there. There's even there's a sweet being hiding in there somewhere. And just the same, the pain body is energy, life energy. Trapped, that's all. Created by the ego, by thousands of years of living through an illusory sense of self and creating a reality on the basis of that illusion. Living in a world of enemies, because that's the ego's world. Creating enemies wherever you go, not being able to live without them. Making the whole world appear hostile towards you, having to fear every little thing. Of course, that creates a lot of pain.